Welcome back to Frank on Target, your haven from the commercial break jungle. We know those ads can be quite the adventure, but now it's time to return to our own wilderness of politics, controversy, and the great outdoors.
Are there any civil suits going on? I mean, is there any effort to make you guys whole?
Supposedly there is a lawsuit that is happening now for $50 billion. So we'll see where that goes. It's been talked about.
Action?
It's a class action.
But who are the attorneys? Who are the attorneys involved?
I don't know them off the top of my head, but like literally if you look it up on Google, like type in the $50,000 class action for Jan 6, it'll come up.
Well,
yeah, $50 billion.
Would you know the names if I said it? Is it Roger Roots and John Pearson?
I'm not sure 100%.
Hey Jim, you're gonna have to help him with this to get to the bottom of this to see who I don't know if it's a class action or what the hell it is.
It's definitely a class action. I know there's four lawyers attached to it. Yeah.
So Jim, Joshua, how did you find Jim and what made you reach out to him?
TikTok. So I went on TikTok to kind of like try to get my name back out there and, you know, get a little bit of support, support group and just support in general. And we came across each other. Like, I came across a lot of people on there. It's a good place for networking. However, it's not a very good place to really get any information out there because they will shut you down so quick.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Well, Josh, your job now is to stay in touch with these lawyers with the lawsuit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, are you even involved in it at this point, or you just know of it?
I just know of it. I went on and filled out the form that was supposed to add me to it, and I haven't heard a word back.
Well, you gotta listen. It's going to take a due diligence, man. You're going to have to stay on it. If you think that this is something worthwhile, you hate like hell to be. Wow, how the hell? How come I can't describe anything that. In a way I want on the radio. You don't want to be on the hind teat? Yeah, you don't want to get caught. You don't want to get caught left behind, you know? That's the damn truth. So, yeah, I mean, that's your job now, man. That's your job, is to stay on top of this damn thing and to work with Jim to boot. And
here are the attorneys. It is class action. It's Steve Metcalf, Anthony Sabatini, Stephanie Lambert, and Jonathan Gross.
Do you know?
I know the thing about class action lawsuits. I don't know any one of them at all. But the thing about class action lawsuits is that the attorneys get rich and the members of the class typically don't. And that's a lot of money, and people are going to reject that number. I agree that just for the sense of outrage for you, losing even contact with your own children, no dollar amount is high enough. You know, and one of the things we were advocating is you shouldn't just be pardoned, but all of you should get reparations to make your life whole again. And you know that number is huge. But I kind of hate, I'm not a big fan of attorneys. But
well,
you
listen, we know about class lawsuits, you know, class action suits. I mean,
you don't have to sign into it, be part of a class action at all, Joshua. You need some good legal advice, which we can't give you. But if we get off the air, Jim Cask knows who I would recommend you talk to because I've recommended that Jim talk to him, and that.
I mean, it might not be. Is it definitely a class action? It might be a tort.
Any civil action, most civil actions are a tort, Jim. This says it's a class action. It's a $50 billion class action.
Okay.
Those numbers, what they do is they inflame the public. You know, I would keep the amount you're suing for private. I have a cause of action that's going on in federal court in New York. I don't talk about what we're suing for. at all.
Yeah.
Partly because there is no dollar amount that makes you whole. It just, there isn't. You know, but you, I think you, just talking to you, it doesn't sound like you have a real clear idea of what all your options are. And you should have a real clear idea of what all your options are. And so Jim knows who I'm talking about. I just don't want
to
say
that. I pretty much have nobody, I've had nobody really like reach out to me and try to help me with my options.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell from talking to you.
We're here for you now.
Be careful. And then don't jump. Consider your options and then listen to what they are and then be still and pray. And God will find the path for you. God will open this path. So, but you want to get a lot of options, a lot of informed options. And there's one in particular. When we get off the air, Jim can tell you who it is.
Where do they take this suit in D.C. or do they file in like he's a resident of North Carolina now? Where is the suit filed?
Do not file in North Carolina. Do not file in North Carolina. If you think North Carolina is a judicially friendly state, I would disagree. They could file it. Where you file is really, really important. But I would not file it in Washington, D.C. No. But an appellate law or this kind of law, kind of something different, this plaintiff's law, what you're going to find really fast is there are no conservative law schools. There are no conservative attorneys. So your choices of attorneys is kind of limited, but there are some good ones. But what you want is somebody that has settled the case. You don't want to be going to trial on this either. You want an attorney that has a history of settling cases for big numbers.
Yeah.
And so Jim can give you some help, and I'll, you know, if you need, I can tell you about a lot of different firms and what to avoid. And you're just not going to have, there aren't a lot of conservative law firms. There just aren't. So
All right, but look. There aren't a lot of conservative law firms, but every one of them is hungry. So you're going to...
No, you think that's true, but it's not. They have a calculation. Trust me,
it's a return on their investment. What?
That's not how they look at it. You think it was, but it's not. Trust me.
They don't look at it as a return on investment?
No.
They probably think they're going to get blacklisted if they take it.
They do. And they're very, a lot of them, here's something that's going to come out eventually, it'll take Elon Musk a few more days, is our law in this country is captured, the legal profession is captured. So finding an attorney that will really represent you vigorously is not as easy as you think. Talk to the name that I gave Jim and get some ideas when we get off the air. And then don't sign up with anything. Just think it through for a while. But you have to know what you're up against. And the brutal fact is there are no conservative law firms. And they won't risk their... You're just one case. They won't risk it. Yeah. We're funded by NGOs. And those are all controlled by woke progressive liberals. So, you know, just be careful. Just be careful. But I support you. I think the American people support you. I think this is the time to do it. But don't advertise the amount you're suing for. Not to anybody.
Right.
Not at all. It'll attract every person in your life that you don't want. Trust me.
We're gonna give it another five, Jim. And the reason we're gonna give it another five is we had a little confusion when we were logging on. Plus, there's going to be a couple of minutes of cut coming out of here. So
what I want Josh to do is to let everybody know and all the listeners out here on 97.7 FM. Well, how can people follow you, Josh? Where are you? Are you on TikTok? Are you on X?
I am on TikTok, but my TikTok can get taken any day. So I'm on X. That's probably one of the better places. It's just Josh Pruitt, 1776. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Well, you just made a friend. You just made a friend with Elaine for life.
Awesome. Awesome. I do have a Gibson Go set up. It's labeled Helping a J6er Get Back on His Feet. It's right now got a goal of like 30 grand, and it's raised a whopping $370. So needless to say, it's not getting a lot of traction.
All right.
Yeah, that's why we need to do things like this. It's going to take some time to build this up. You've got a lot of people out there that got released. How many got released on January 20th? 15?
About 270.
Oh, okay. How many total people?
Now that 1,500 got pardoned, but 270 got released from prison.
Got it. So you've got a lot of people that are out talking right now. So your message might get a little watered down, but you just got to keep going at it and talking about it and finding places to just have a forum. And here's one of them. And we'll put you on CC News Network, and we're going to do a TikTok live with you at Crime and Cask at TikTok.
All right, and you know what? Maybe Jim, if you work out an outline for discussion, we could have Josh on again. You know,
because we really didn't get into how things progressed from freedom.
Why don't you guys work out an outline, and we'll have you on again in a week. You know?
Sounds great.
You know, that work for you guys? Because this is, listen, I'm in South Carolina here, and we're pretty conservative. I mean, you know, I'm sitting in the Red Brick Patriot Club, you know what I mean? And this is Red Brick Patriot Radio. And you know what? Very interesting. You'd be a very interesting guest speaker. All right. Well, I have your phone number, Josh. We're going
to
work.
That's actually something I would like to get into if I were given the opportunity.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You could start with, you got to work with Jim. You got to work with Jim real hard, because book signings lead to speaking engagements. All right. And you just gotta, brush up and know what you really want to say during a speaking engagement, and then you talk for a half an hour, and then you open up to question and answers. But I think and Jim, you correct me if I'm wrong. I think the way to start this out is to get the book together and start doing book signings. What are you thinking?
Yeah, well, we've already started day one on the book. He is dedicated to getting me the information, and then I'm going to have to spend the time putting it together. We're going to try to turn it around as fast as we can. The name of the new book is called Trumped Up, as far as it goes today. I think it's a great title. It says a lot of things to a lot of different people. We're going to tell Josh's story. And it's not only Josh's story, but from a kid, but how he got from Washington, D.C. as a kid, moved around, the things and issues that formed him as a person to, you know, being eye to eye with Chuck Schumer on January 6th and where he's going from today. I think it's a great story. I think it's an American story that needs to be heard and understood by not just people on the right, but people on the left and people in the middle.
Well,
because we're all in this together.
The truth of the matter is those 535 people up in D.C. are not we the people. Josh is we the people. You are we the people. Elaine and my engineer here. Me, I'm on the ground, man. I'm under a rock, so I don't count for nothing. But hey, listen. That's it. That's Josh.
He's
that's
the man
that's
the green screen. He's pulling on the strings.
That's it. That's what he called.
I highly doubt that.
That's what he called. That's an inside joke, because every morning I introduce Elaine as Elaine Greenwood of Super Woke News. You can find her on X, and Frank on Target, who doesn't want to be found at all. Guys, listen.
It makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, you got to understand something. My heritage is Italian, man. Nobody likes us. But anyway, guys, we ran 1 hour and 5 minutes, which is what my intention was. Man, this is powerful. I want to have Josh on again, and Jim, you guys work it out and tell me what you want to do, and we'll get him as much coverage as we can.
But hopefully by next week we'll have quite a few chapters done already, and we can start talking about some of that. And of course, talk about the day of and
all right, and
ones to talk about.
And we got a couple of, I mean, I know of two book signings. You know, I offered you a book signing before, and your principal didn't want to do it. But, you know, hey.
She's just waiting.
She's waiting till everybody forgets about it. But anyway.
Not when he gets another trial.
Yeah, right. All righty, folks. So we're talking to Josh Pruitt, Jim Kask, Elaine Greenwood. And we've been talking about Josh's exodus from the federal prison in West Virginia when he was released as a J6er. And you're listening to WVFF 97.7 LPFM. That's Red Brick Patriot Radio in Cottageville, South Carolina. Folks, I couldn't thank you too much. I'll be in touch. And we're out of here.
We here at WVFF thank you for tuning in to Frank on Target, your source for straight talk on global politics and outdoor escapades and controversy. Until next time, stay on target with Frank. You're listening to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM.